Welcome everyone to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today we are diving into a recent paper on something called a density matrix classifier, which sounds pretty interesting.
Exactly. I stumbled upon this and thought it had some cool implications, especially for those of us working with quantum machine learning. The paper is by David Garvin, Alexei Kondratiev, Alexander Lipton, and Marco Paney.
All right, so what's this paper all about?
Okay, so in a nutshell, the paper introduces a new type of quantum machine learning classifier. It's based on estimating the Frobenius distance between density matrices. The core idea is that you encode all your data samples for a specific class into a single density matrix using quantum feature maps.
Quantum feature maps? Sounds complicated.
It does, but the idea is to use parameterized quantum circuits to map your data into a high-dimensional quantum state. This state is described by the density matrix. Then you do the same for new test data and classify by checking which of the training classes it's closest to in terms of Frobenius distance.
I see. So it's a way of classifying data points based on their proximity in quantum space. What's innovative or practical here?
Well, a few things. The paper shows that this method can perform just as well as, or even better than, standard classical classifiers like multilayer perceptrons or random forests. Plus, the model is resistant to certain types of noise, which is super useful when you're working with near-term quantum computers.
Noise resistance is a big deal. So, how is this useful for quant modelers?
Think about it like this. In finance, we often deal with noisy and complex datasets. This method could be really effective for things like fraud detection, risk assessment, or even algorithmic trading, where you need to quickly classify patterns in the market.
That makes sense. And it also looks like the operations scale linearly with training data, which is great for large datasets.
Exactly, and it doesn't need iterative training methods like other machine learning models. You create your density matrices for each class once and classify new samples against those, which can save a ton of computation time.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is interesting. So, what are some takeaways quant modelers should keep in mind from this?
Firstly, keep an eye on quantum machine learning. It's not just hype anymore. Techniques like the density matrix classifier are starting to offer real performance benefits, especially with noisy data. Secondly, think about how you can represent your data in quantum-compatible ways using feature maps. This opens the door to using quantum algorithms for classification and prediction.
Got it. Any limitations or future directions?
The paper mentions that the fidelity of individual qubits needs improvement to converge QPU and simulator results. Finding optimal circuit architectures also needs improvement.
Excellent insights. Thanks for breaking that down, Lori. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Join us next time on Wilmot's Quant Talk.